As a kid, did you ever walk down the busy street lined with shops? Or maybe it was a mall. Each storefront window offered a glimpse into the world within, its style, quality, and the promise of what each store had to offer. Well, a website is much like those storefront windows for your small business. Without it, potential clients walking by, or in this case, searching online, have no window to peer through, no way to verify the quality or authenticity of what you're offering, even if a friend has sung your praises. And yet, I still run into business owners who refuse to believe that because all their business comes from referrals and their word of mouth is strong, there's no need for a website. But in today's digital marketplace, your website is the window that invites curious onlookers to step inside and explore further, regardless of how they found your business.
Welcome to the Buzzworthy Marketing Show.
Hey there, adventurers in the entrepreneurial world. Welcome back to our digital expedition on the Buzzworthy Marketing Show. I'm Michael Baczynski, your guide through the ever-evolving landscape of marketing for service-based businesses. Today, we're setting out to explore a topic that's crucial to your entrepreneurial journey, your website, and why every small business needs a website, even if you think you don't. There's this common myth floating around, like a leaf on a digital stream among small business owners. It whispers, if your business is thriving on referrals, then why bother with a website? It's an enticing thought, isn't it? Like finding a shortcut on a hike, promising an easier route. But here's where we need to pause and consider. What does the terrain really look like in this digital age? Our objective today is to dispel this myth, to shine a light on how clients behave in the digital wilderness we navigate. Let's start with a metaphor that I find supports our discussion, the storefront window. Imagine you're strolling down a busy street, curiosity guiding your every step. Each shop you pass by has a window, a portal, if you will, into the soul of the business it fronts. These windows don't just display products. They weave stories, showcase authenticity, and invite trust. Now think of your website as your business's digital storefront window in a world where first impressions are increasingly made online. Your website allows potential clients to peer into what your business is all about, even if they have already heard great things about you and your business from friends. In today's episode, we're going to explore the five reasons why having this digital window is indispensable for your business, especially when you believe referrals are enough all alone. And if you already understand the importance of your website, I encourage you to listen on. Getting a deeper understanding of the why will help you make your website even better. So let's dive in to the first aspect of its importance, trust and verification. Picture this. You're out on a trail, recommended by a friend, known for its breathtaking views. Before you lace up your boots and set out, what's the first thing you're going to do? If you're like most, you'll probably look it up online, verifying its location, its difficulty, and maybe even reading reviews from fellow hikers. The same instinct kicks in when a friend recommends a service-based business, or any business in that matter. The modern client's first reflex is to turn to the mighty search engines to learn more. It's their compass guiding them through the digital wilderness to your business's doorstep. Now imagine their search leads them nowhere. No website, no digital footprint. Just a void where your business's online presence should be. In the absence of this verification, doubt creeps in. How can they trust a business that's invisible in the digital landscape, they rely on for nearly all of their information. This is where your website, your digital storefront window, becomes more than just a source of information. It's a beacon of legitimacy and trustworthiness. It tells potential clients, yes, we're real, we're credible, and we're here to offer you services that others have confidently used. Without this beacon, you're not just missing out on validating the referrals you receive, you're leaving trust on the table unclaimed. Consider this. Data shows 84% of consumers believe a website makes a business more credible. In an age where nearly everything can be faked, from reviews to social media followers, a website stands as a lighthouse for a business's authenticity. It's your declaration in the digital world saying, we stand by our services and we're here to serve you with transparency and trust. In today's world, where information is just a few clicks away, clients expect to find details about your services, pricing, and availability with very little effort. They're not just looking for the basics. They want to understand what sets you apart, your approach to your services, and the values that drive your business. It's like reading the labels and descriptions that guide and inform you in a store window. Without them, you're left guessing. And in the business world, uncertainty can lead to potential clients choosing another store altogether. This is where the power of a well-crafted website shines brightest. It serves as a comprehensive guidebook to your business, offering not just the what, but the why and the how of your services. A website allows you to detail your offerings, highlight your unique selling propositions, and share the values that underpin your work. It's your chance to answer all the questions a potential client might have before they even ask them, making their decision process smoother and more informed. So, what information should you include on your website to quench this thirst for knowledge? Start with a clear, concise description of your services, followed by transparent pricing, or at least a guide to your pricing structure. Include an FAQ question to address common inquiries, and don't forget to share a bit about the journey and ethos of your business. It helps humanize your brand and build a connection with potential clients. Remember, your website is more than just a digital brochure. It's a conversation with your potential clients. By providing them with the information they seek in a clear and accessible way, you're not just selling your services, you're building trust and establishing a foundation for a long-term relationship. Just as a well-marked trail makes for a more enjoyable ride, a well-designed website makes for a more satisfying client journey. Now, let's turn the page to another critical aspect of your digital storefront, the convenience factor. In today's fast-paced world, convenience isn't just appreciated, it's expected. Like the ease of window shopping, where you can glimpse in and get the essence of a store without stepping inside. A website offers a similar, if not more expansive, convenience to your potential clients. They can access information about your services, your team, and your values anytime, anywhere, without the need to call or visit a person. Consider your website a 24/7 representative of your business. It's there when you can't be, answering common questions through an FAQ section, providing detailed service descriptions, and even allowing for service bookings or inquiries through contact forms. This round-the-clock availability means that whether your potential clients are early birds or night owls, your business is always open to them, ready to serve their needs and answer their questions. But for this convenience to be truly effective, your website must be designed with ease of use and accessibility in mind. Think of it as arranging your store window so that everything is visible and attractive, not just to those who walk by, but also to those who glance from across the street. Your website should be easy to navigate with a clean, intuitive layout that guides visitors naturally from one section to another. Ensure that your contact information is easy to find and that your site is responsive, meaning it looks and works well on all devices of all sizes, from desktop to computers to smartphones. By prioritizing the convenience factor in your website's design, you're not just offering a digital storefront window that's informative and attractive, you're providing a seamless, welcoming experience that reflects the care and attention to detail that your business stands for. In doing so, you're not only meeting the expectations of today's consumer, but exceeding them, making your business not just a choice, but a destination. Now let's peer even deeper into your digital storefront to tackle an aspect of consumer behavior as timeless as commerce itself: comparison shopping. Even when a business comes highly recommended by a trusted friend, the modern consumer's instinct is to see how it stacks up against the competition. Like window shoppers who pause to compare the display in front of them with the one next door, potential clients often take to the internet to weigh their options before making a commitment. In this landscape, the importance of a strong online presence cannot be understated. It's not just about having a website. It's about ensuring your digital storefront shines the brightest on the busy street of search results. This is where effective search engine optimization plays a crucial role. Like the most eye-catching window display that draws people in, a website optimized for search engines stands out amidst a sea of options, guiding them more potential clients to your doorstep. But once they've arrived, how do you convince them to stay, to choose you over the others? Here's where you leverage your unique selling points and customer testimonials. Consider these as the elements of your window display that not only catch the eye, but also tell a story. The story of what makes your business unique, of the satisfaction and the success your clients have experienced. To showcase these elements effectively, consider including three ingredients in your website. One, highlight your unique selling proposition prominently on your homepage. Use clear, concise language to convey what sets your business apart, much like a bold sign in a storefront window. The second, pepper testimonials on each page of your website where potential clients can read stories of success and satisfaction from those you've served. Think of these as personal endorsements displayed proudly for all to see, even the ones that have already heard from their uncle how badass you are. The third ingredient is visuals like photos, infographics, and videos to enhance these stories and selling points. Like a beautifully arranged window display, visuals can capture attention and convey your message more powerfully than words alone. By emphasizing comparison shopping and addressing it head on through a strong online presence, effective SEO, and a strategic showcase of what makes your business the preferred choice, you're not just participating in the marketplace, you're standing out, making it clear to all who pass your digital storefront that within lies a service unparalleled, a choice that, once made, leads to satisfaction and success. Now, I don't want to gloss over the importance of showcasing your stories of client satisfaction. So let's talk more about the power of online reviews and testimonials. In the world of commerce, both digital and physical, the experience shared by others can carry immense weight. Just as passersby might be swayed to enter a store by a crowd of happy shoppers inside, potential clients are similarly influenced by the positive experiences shared through reviews and testimonials on your website. These are the signs that light up your storefront, signaling trust, quality, and satisfaction to anyone looking in. I find it fascinating just how much weight potential clients place on these shared experiences. Did you know that on average, American consumers peruse through about 10 reviews before getting a sense of trust towards a business? Yet, it's even more intriguing to see that about 31% read even more reviews, some reading upwards of 55 before they feel enough trust in a brand to reach out. And now this is particularly the younger demographics who find themselves scrolling through more reviews than the average consumer. But come on. Regardless, these stats prove not just the importance of accumulating a robust collection of testimonials on your website, but also ensuring these voices are diverse and reflective of the varying needs and expectations of your potential client base. To harness this powerful tool, consider strategies for collecting and prominently displaying reviews on your website. Encourage satisfied clients to share their experiences by making the process as easy as possible. Provide links to review platforms or a simple form on your website to submit testimonials directly. Like inviting guests to sign a guest book at an event, this not only celebrates their positive experience, but also shows others the value of your services. Once you have these testimonials, display them where they can't be missed, on your homepage, service pages, or dedicated testimonial pages. Think of these as your window's most eye-catching displays. Arrange them to draw attention and engage the interest of those considering your services. And don't shy away from the occasional less than glowing review. Consider each of these an opportunity to further solidify your credibility. Responding to all the reviews, positive and negative, demonstrates your commitment to client satisfaction and your willingness to address concerns. It shows that behind the digital facade of your website, there's a dedication to excellence and improvement. Like a shop owner who greets every commitment with a smile and a promise to serve better, your responses can turn even negative feedbacks into a showcase of your professionalism and integrity. So what if you don't have a lot of reviews to put on your website? That's a great question. I run into a lot of folks that struggle with getting a good number of reviews for their website. Most times it's because they don't have a process for collecting feedback or a tool that helps clients leave reviews. The crazy thing is this isn't rocket science. You just need a tool like BuzzRep.biz to help automate the review farming process. Once set up, you can start soliciting reviews in two steps and let the system take care of the rest. If you don't already have a process of getting predictable reviews, you owe it to yourself to check out BuzzRep.biz. That's Buzz with two Z's, REP.BIZ. Getting reviews will not only help you bolster trust from your website, but increase your SEO at the same time. So be sure to check it out. And with that, let's bring this all back full circle. The reality is, in the ever-evolving digital age, your website serves as a crucial bridge between word-of-mouth referrals and an actual client engagement. It's the digital storefront window that's not only showcasing your services, but also establishing trust, offering convenience, and making you stand out in the sea of comparison shoppers. And it illuminates the path to your door with the glowing reviews of those who've worked with you before. I encourage every small business owner listening today to view your website not just as a tool, but as an extension of your word-of-mouth marketing efforts. It's the silent yet powerful ambassador of your brand, working tirelessly to convert referrals into loyal clients. If this is the first time you've listened to our show, or maybe you're just a commitment shy fan, I invite you to subscribe to the show and leave a review. If you are watching on YouTube, please share your experiences, your triumphs, and your challenges in building a business website. And if you need help with anything I've discussed today, visit the Buzzworthy Marketing website for resources, support, and a team ready to guide you to success at buzzworthy.biz. It's time to be a proud store owner with an eye-catching digital storefront. The digital realm is expansive and brimming with possibilities for those ready to dive deep into this potential. Consider your website as the foundation of your presence online and let your vision guide its growth and direction. And with that, I am turning the open sign around on this episode and looking forward to having you join me again next week as we not only celebrate a new season, but also our 100th episode. So until next time, stay buzzworthy.